Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, it's a Tuesday. For those of you that celebrate, there's like a random mouse in here. And chewed pens. So Carrington's been in the studio. Tuesday morning here on 96.5 The Fan. Rolling along, last show of the week, and then we'll be all back Monday. The whole band will be back together, Bob, myself, and Mac. But Mac and I have you again today on much warmer Tuesday than yesterday.
Yes.
Not by much. But it's
not as whippy and windy too, which is nice.
Not as like F you in the face.
Yeah,
cold,
just,
you know,
straight punch to the gut.
Yeah. So a little vulnerable today. Got stuck with the old car issue that everybody gets in life, right? You get something, your day's going well, and then all of a sudden something happens. That happened to your boy yesterday. I have no idea what goes on with cars. I don't know how cars work. I just know that I get home and my engine's got a little bit of smoke coming out of it. Not a mechanic, but know that that's not a good sign.
I need to change that.
Got to figure that out. So call my friendly mechanic. I'm like, hey, man, you mind if you take a look at my car? He's like, yeah. He's like, what's happening? I was like, there's something leaking from the bottom of my car at an aggressive rate. I think it's my antifreeze hose. It's got a leak into it. That wasn't the case. It was some sort of like water pump thing. So $900 later, it'll be fixed. How about that on a
classic
Monday?
Classic. Love it. Yes. You know, just Happy New Year.
Just a test Merry of the Christmas. Lord, man. Patience shall prevail.
Exactly right. Yep.
Right. Praise
yep.
be.
Take a breath.
So Mac's going to take me to Lee's Summit after the show.
Hey-o,
I hope you're ready.
Let's go
completely out of your way to come back to your way.
Yes, no worries.
But you're a good man.
We're going to be chilling.
Doing something nice for somebody.
Exactly right.
And then shout out to our buddy, Aussie Robert.
Aussie.
Dude picked me up this morning, brought me to the studio free of charge.
I mean, and that's GOAT stuff, man.
What a guy.
5 a.m. Yeah, man, I got you.
You know, when you say, you know, do nice things for people you never know, didn't have to pay for an Uber.
Yeah.
Don't have to pay for an Uber home.
Didn't have to, like, schedule you. Had to schedule it.
Nope.
It's early morning.
Because that screwed me at Gulf Shores. Had to be at the airport by 11:30. So I scheduled a 10 a.m. Uber, 9:59. Whoever
Cancel.
Then dropped it.
No.
So then I'm like starting to be like, okay, panic mode's kicking in.
Yeah, of course.
Right? And I'm like, okay, I need to get to the airport. I have no, and everybody's gone.
10 a.m. Uber for 11:30 flight, that's ballsy.
Yeah, dude. It was like 55 minutes.
Yeah, that's
well,
right.
It was a 12 p.m. flight. I just want to be at the airport by 11.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Oh, okay, yeah. That's better.
Luckily, a guy picked me up. He looked like the scientist from Independence Day.
Okay.
When he gets choked out by the aliens, he's like talking to the mirror. He's like, open the door.
Yeah.
I was like, this is my driver. This is fun.
Dude, that sucks, though, man.
Yeah, it's brutal. Brutal Monday, for sure. But you know what? Patience shall prevail.
Yes.
It's not the end of the world.
The car will be better today.
Yeah, for sure. And then it'll be something else in a month.
Of course.
That's just the way life works, man. You gotta take the tests and roll through with them. So it's fun. But yeah, shout out to you. Shout out to Aussie Robert. I appreciate everybody that's able to help your boy out. So I try not to ask for much. It pains me to do that, but sometimes it's okay to ask your friends for help.
You have to.
I appreciate all of you guys doing that. Because even Christmas was brutal, right?
Yes.
Should we tell this
story? This is a great story. You got to say this.
Okay.
Yes.
So Christmas, right? So for years, my dad and my stepmother have had like a 42-inch TV in their living room.
Have you told them you're going to tell this story?
No.
Okay, good.
And my stepmother, Mary, and dad, they're P1s. Dude, they listen all the time.
Yes.
So
they're locked
They're
in.
Great people, right? So Thanksgiving, we go over there. My stepdad, big tech guy, you know, works for Blue Cross Blue Shield, does all this stuff. And he's got like this 80-inch on his wall. He's big, you know,
Flex.
Watches a lot of shows. Yep. He spends a lot of his time. Good investment. So we go over to my dad's house, and my sister, Summer, goes, you know, it's so weird coming from, you know, Jeff's house to here. He's got that huge 80-inch TV. And I'm like, Summer.
Jeez.
And at the time, my stepmom's like, you know, she's like, well, I'm never going to get a new TV. Like, why would I pay for that? This one's just fine. And I'm like, all right, Christmas, I'm going to buy my parents a new TV. So I go to Costco, get a, you know, 65-inch TV, and I'm going to take it over to my dad's house. I get over there on Christmas morning. I walk in, and I'm going to surprise him, right? Like, hey, before we go to lunch, should we watch the games on this and just see their reaction?
And then boom.
Right?
Yes.
They had no idea. I walk in, Christmas Day, dad's house. I look to my left, brand new TV, new TV stand. Yeah, dude.
Classic.
Yeah. Test of God, dude. You know?
And so that's just movie stuff, dude.
And I'm just like, oh, you got your TV? He goes, yep, you're in the right house. We decided to make a purchase a week ago. And I'm like, oh,
sweet. Nice.
So then I go in the kitchen. I'm like, I didn't think you guys were going to get a new TV. And my stepmom's like, well, I said I was going to get like a 70-inch. And I was like, well, you got a 65-inch. And so now it's not that much different. But yeah,
5 inches makes a big difference. So,
especially on a Tuesday. So it was one of those things where, like, I thought I nailed it. I thought I was going to go there. And then I walked in and I was like, oh, that's great. So then, like, before we started opening gifts, I was like, by the way, I was going to do this. And then they're like, oh, well, that's nice. And so, yeah. So,
no, sorry.
Yeah. Get the car back and take TV back.
TV back.
You know, so basically subtract the maybe that's a sign.
I was about to say, that's exactly, you know, like, right. You're saving that money.
Right. Like, now that money goes back to my account that goes towards the car,
right,
which
to the
is
car.
Like, it works weird ways, dude. So, you know, always could be worse. But no, so last night's game, that's my story. So we don't need to hear my sob stories anymore. Welcome to 96.5 The Fan on a Tuesday. Mac Morey, Dusty Liggins with you. As of now, boy, do we have some juicy matchups,
man,
for what could be the playoffs. Because there's a lot of people that maybe this year, they're like, Chiefs aren't in it. I'm not watching. Cap.
Yeah, come on.
It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be fun. The obvious matchups that we'll probably get, I would think, in the first two slots on a Saturday would be the boring matchups, which is Houston versus Pittsburgh. That might be the end of Rodgers' career.
Yep. Yeah.
I fear for Aaron Rodgers, and that's as of right now. So if Baltimore loses is the way it is. Now, if Baltimore wins, they would play Houston. I would also feel bad for Lamar Jackson, especially if he even plays. And we'll get into that a little bit later on and what that could mean for his future in Baltimore. But as of right now, Houston and Pittsburgh would play in the 5-4 in the AFC. Carolina, San Fran would play in the 5-4 in the NFC. That also could change if Tampa wins and Atlanta loses, because there's a lot of stuff going on right now.
A lot of stuff.
Right.
The Rams screwed up last night, big time.
Oh,
it
changed
everything.
In multiple ways.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if the MVP odds are out yet, but I would think that Drake May, because as of 5:30 this morning, Mac, they didn't have the odds up.
Yeah,
but I would think that it's either like, because what, Matthew Stafford yesterday was minus 220? Is that what it was, or 250?
Yeah, it was, 220 to 250. It moved in the morning.
And then I bet now it's like, I bet Stafford is minus 100. I bet Drake May is plus 100.
Yeah, I think they're locking it up. Drake May opens up this morning at minus 475. Matthew Stafford plus 320. It's done.
Wow.
It's over. Unless Drake May
what a hole
throws three picks. Yeah. 700. points away as far as odds are concerned. Yeah.
What a flip, dude.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
What a flip. I was way off.
I mean, Stafford Samp did two tonight, picks last night.
Three.
And three picks last night, and both two of them were bad.
One was to the house.
Yeah.
And they don't win their division.
Yeah, on prime time. And that's the thing, like, primetime games, I think you mentioned that Parkins was talking about how that can elevate your MVP case. Well, it can also greatly deplete it. Yes.
Wow. That's nuts.
So MVP done? Wow. Okay, there we go.
Okay, 475 with a minus in front of it?
Yeah.
And then Vrabel's what? Minus 250 to win Coach of the Year?
So Coach of the Year is still really close. Yesterday, okay. Shanahan was barely the favorite, has now flipped. Vrabel barely the favorite at plus 110. Shanahan plus 150. And Mike McDonald, a distant third at plus 600.
So New England's just going to clean sweep this.
They might. Yeah, Coach of the Year. I mean, the Niners do play. The Niners have a big last game or no?
Niners play the Rams, don't they?
Oh, yeah. They do.
Seahawks play the... No. Seahawks play the Niners in week 18.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, Seahawks play the Niners. So, and that's the Saturday night game that we're talking about. So, yeah. Kyle Shanahan can win Coach of the Year Saturday night.
Wow.
Potentially.
So, moving on to what matchups could be as of right now, this is when it gets really fun. In the AFC, your 6-3 matchup going into the playoffs as of today would be the Chargers at Jacksonville.
Let's go.
Rematch. Who's the better quarterback?
Yep.
That's that narrative, at least from a scratching perspective.
Yeah. National, this is it. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's it.
NFC side, those Rams you just talked about as the 6th seed playing in Philadelphia, another rematch of last year.
Jeez.
NFC division game in the snow. You got to think this late in the year could happen again. LA will go to Philadelphia. And then, buddy, old pal, it gets real fun. 7-2 matchup. Josh Allen and the Bills will go to New England and take on the MVP and Coach of the Year, Drake May and Mike Vrabel.
I know that I'm hard.
And you want to stay hard, you go to the NFC side where the Green Bay Packers will go to Chicago and see if Caleb can kill some beasts of a ghost in Green Bay's torturement of the Chicago Bears.
And it feels like that rivalry is starting to actually heat up and have some juice.
I mean, they're wearing the cheese grater hats on the sideline.
Yes, that's a new trend that I love. Why wasn't that a thing always? Oh, this is great. Dude, I am so psyched. I'm excited to see what can change from that in week 18. I'm sure not much. Like you mentioned, Panthers Bucks could be flopped. Ravens Steelers could be flopped. And I'm sure that Seahawks Niners game could flip the one seed, right? Yes, that's the one seed decider Saturday night. So that one seed could change as well. Off the top of my head, I know those are the things that could change. But yeah, it seems like we're kind of locked in here. That Rams-Eagles matchup in the NFC is just...
My attention's Bears-Packers.
No, I get that.
That, with everything that if Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams win that game, they have bought themselves 3 years of locked-in status in Chicago.
Yeah. You can't say anything to me.
Because I don't think that this is a year where, like... Because Chicago's defense is suspect at the least. But if you beat Green Bay in front of your home crowd in the playoffs after the way you just beat Green Bay in the regular season with a throw to DJ Moore and, you know, 50 yards, 1 foot, Caleb Williams doing that thing where you're like the Leonardo DiCaprio, like, that's the guy. That's the one.
That's him. We've seen that.
And then you look at, I mean, which game do you put on Sunday Night Football? Do you put Buffalo, New England, or do you put Green Bay, Chicago?
I'm going to showcase Drake May and Josh Allen.
Okay.
I'm going to put those two guys at the height, at the peak. I need the most eyes on that. Quarterback sell.
Could you imagine if Josh Allen loses to Drake May?
Yeah, the narratives that are going to... I mean, obviously, yeah. That'd be crazy. It could happen. It could totally happen. Especially with the Josh Allen injury. We know the Bills, as far as the roster is concerned, have major holes. Patriots are more talented. May have a better coach. Mm. And they have home field. Like... They're going to be favored. What would the spread in that game?
3.
Yeah. I was going to say 3, 3.5.
They're getting the classic home field spread.
Yep.
You'll love this text that we got last night. Says, Bijan needs to outscore Puka by 16 points for me to win my fantasy championship game. I think he got that.
Oh, yeah. I think he got that. I think he got that
93-yard
sure.
touchdown run solidified that. Because I asked a question I said on Twitter, would you rather have Bijan Robinson or Jahmyr Gibbs?
Ooh, yeah.
And I think it was like unanimous. It was like Bijan Robinson.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I would go Bijan
Troy
too.
Aikman would say Bijan Robinson.
Yeah, he would.
Glazing.
Jeez. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, I would go Bijan, but it's close.
And then somebody says, I'm just tired of these referees screwing up games. I just can't do anymore with these referees completely changing games and outcomes, man.
Yeah, what was...
Maybe the catch. They thought maybe Puka had it, and they went back and reviewed it, and it was like... Because, like, I'm watching it, because, like, 21-0.5, I'm like, all right, I'll watch the second... And then it's like, block kick, return for a touchdown. All of a sudden, it's 24-14, or 27-14. Then it's 21-27. Then I'm like, okay, we're standing for this one. And then Puka makes that acrobatic, what we thought was a catch.
One hand.
Not a catch. Game over. St. Louis, the Chargers, the Rams, lose everything. MVP, that's insane to me.
No, it's
minus 475.
No, it's crazy. It's truly nuts. And I've lost a lot of money on the Rams these last 2 weeks because I doubled and tripled down last night. They were 21-0. I'm stamping that Rams money line. Puka Nacua score a touchdown. Got those two things. Thought I was going to cash that out. Yeah, last week did the same. Oh, they're not going to lose this game. They're going to come back. They're going to be fine.
Somebody says from the 816, Kent. I don't know who that is. The Chargers flipped the one seed of the AFC by beating the Broncos. Well, that's interesting because the Chargers are going to sit Justin Herbert in the last game of the week. Last game of the season, Justin Herbert's not going to play.
Also, that's not true because the Broncos have clinched the division. They're 13-3. Chargers are 11-5. But that's also true because, Herbert's
talking about,
not playing.
He's talking about Denver and New England.
Oh, Denver and New England can switch. But yes, if the Chargers
would mean
win.
That
that's
Josh
true.
Allen would go to Denver instead of going to New England.
Which I'd rather go to Denver, for sure.
I think so. Not a division game. Division games are a little scary, especially in the playoffs. We can talk more into that, but when we come up on the other side. We'll get into our Royals New Year's resolutions. So we did Chiefs yesterday. We'll do.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Royals today, plus we'll get rule changes that we think could change, especially after watching last night's game in the NFL. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus every Friday at 7:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.